You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Kings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey Kings fans, happy Tuesday. You're listening to Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Sarah Affampato, host of this show, and as always, I'm glad to be here with you talking about the Kings, even if I'm not glad to be talking about the Kings. You know what I mean? If you are new to the show, if this is your first time joining me, well, first off, thank you. I am glad that you have found this show and want to, you know, wallow in Kings-related misery together, so we'll do that. If you don't know me, you can also hear me on Wednesdays on Locked On NHL, where I talk all about Western Conference antics. You can also find my writing currently over at Hockey Royalty. I used to run Jewels from the Crown, the SB Nation Kings website. I did that for a couple years, so I have been on this Kings beat for quite some time now. And it's just been one disappointment after the next thing. On today's show, we're going to take a look at what we know now about the Kings roster, about the injuries to Drew Doughty and Sean Walker, and look at some of the roster moves that are already happening or potentially underway. We're also going to check in with the Ontario Reign and see how things are going for them, because at least one part of this organization is competent. And that is the Ontario Reign. So thank you to the AHL for, you know, being useful to us. If you missed yesterday's show, it was a late night edition post-game chit-chat all about the Kings' 3-0 loss to the Blues, or aka the Vladimir Tarasenko's, who scored twice. Every so often, I think about the fact that at the beginning of the season and during the off-season, it was very clear that Vladimir Tarasenko wanted to leave St. Louis, and I believe that is still the case, so that really hasn't changed, but he wanted to leave, and basically any team could have had him for the right price, and, you know, with a very disgruntled player, the right price can be pretty low. You know, there were Kings fans, and I would count myself in this number, who thought maybe the Kings should investigate what they had to do to get Tarasenko. Sure, probably would have been a higher price given that he is also a Western Conference player, and there's always a bit of an inflated price for that. You know, it would have been worth it. I think that there were some questions about Tarasenko's effectiveness, given that he's coming off of several surgeries and repeated injuries and everything. But so far, not exactly looking like he has lost a step, at least not against the Kings, we'll say. Another thing that has come up in regards to Vladimir Tarasenko is the cruel reminder that the Kings could have drafted him in the 2010 NHL draft. He was pick number 16. The Kings had pick 15. And do you know who they used that pick on? They used that pick on Derek Forbert, who has a grand total of 9 goals to his name in his NHL career. 9 goals from Derek Forbert. Vladimir Tarasenko has 221 over his career. And, you know, obviously comparing a defenseman to a forward, a little bit of apples and bananas. But the point remains that the Kings looked at Derek Forbert and said, ah, yes, we want this boy. Derek Forbert has been entertaining on social media, and that's about it. He has a dog named Darla. That's exciting. But he is no Vladimir Tarasenko. So, like, let yourself imagine, if you will, the Kings with Vladimir Tarasenko and how different things would be and how different this team could look with a player like that. Like, ignoring all of the math, ignoring how you would have made the cap work at, you know, any point before now, especially the years where the Kings did have, you know, themselves pretty close to the top of the cap. That's a whole other issue. Hindsight is 2020. We all know that there have been huge misses in the draft. Nikita Kucherov is one that always comes to mind. He was drafted in the second round in his draft year, 2011. The Kings could have drafted him too. There's always, you know, the random guys who blossom after being some of the last draft picks. Joe Pavelski was a 7th round draft pick. Patrick Hornquist, the year he was drafted, he was like literally the last guy drafted that year. So we all know the stories of players who are not drafted for whatever reason and then go on to become superstars. Like, that's not unusual, but it just is really painful to look at the draft that year and see Tarasenko's name right after forward. And that was what happened. If the Kings had been looking to draft a defenseman, particularly in that spot, they didn't care about getting a forward, whatever. Some of the other defensemen who went later in that draft, Justin Falk went in the 2nd round. John Klingberg somehow went in the 5th round, and he, look at what he does for Dallas. You know, so, I mean, just looking at the draft, I mean, the point of this show isn't to relitigate the 2010 NHL draft. It happened. We made a pick who did nothing for us, and so what? Here we are. But just looking at it, it's just real rough. It makes me real sad knowing that we could have had him. We could have had him. We could have had him several times. And instead, he is showing that he still has it, that he still can compete and score and most especially make all of us really disappointed. But so before I got into all of that, last night's show was a look back at Monday night's game against the Blues. And if you didn't hear it, you can go back and check it out. We looked at some of the positives, some of the negatives in that game, and then talked about the injury to Sean Walker. And I had Jason Hernandez, who hosts Locked on Ducks, but who also follows very closely the Ontario Reign and basically is at all of their games. So when I need a perspective on what's happening in Ontario, usually, you know, do the equivalent of phone a friend and say, hey, come talk about those children on my podcast. And so we talked a little bit, speculated about who could possibly be the next man up from Ontario, given that, you know, we don't have an update yet on Sean Walker, but it didn't look good. And the likelihood is high that he is going to miss some significant time. The suggestion from Jason was that maybe this is the time for Sean Durzi to get his chance, to get his shot at the NHL. I mean, first off, you're replacing one Sean with another Sean. So if you ask me, that's perfect. You should do that all the time. And Durzi plays on the right side, similar to Sean Walker. We have a gap on the right side. We need to fill it. Let's put a guy there. Durzi has kind of put in his dues with the organization for the past couple of years. And he also is a player who has definitely improved from, you know, day one to day today. He has become one of the Reign's strongest defensive players, plays a 200-foot game, isn't just kind of the one-dimensional sort of offensive defenseman that we thought of when he was, you know, in juniors and when we acquired him in the trade from Toronto. So I think that there is a good case for saying, yeah, screw it, Sean Durzi, let's see what happens. Of course, we know that Austin Strand has already been called up. We'll talk about him in that call up in more in just a second. But Austin Strand got the first call up. Nothing has happened yet, given that the Kings don't play again until Thursday. So we probably won't see anything happen until potentially Thursday morning because of shuffling people around and wanting to save on the cap and all that stuff. But there was a report from John Hovind who suggested that Cale Clegg could be the next man up, which, I mean, okay. As we discussed yesterday on the show, Clegg doesn't play the right side. So we're automatically, no matter where we slot him in, someone is going to be slotting over to the right who will be playing on their off side. I think Clegg is a guy who has moved around on and off and I think has shown that he can play both sides. But for a player who I think we kind of keep setting up to fail, I don't know that putting him on his off side is the right way to proceed, but whatever. That move hasn't been made official yet, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. But in terms of if you're looking for a player with NHL experience who is on the Reign roster, who you can call up, so you don't have to worry about integrating a rookie into a defensive core that is vastly depleted, then Clegg makes sense. While he has struggled somewhat at the NHL level, he's done it before. He's no stranger to this organization, to Todd McClellan, to basically anyone he'd be paired with. So that considered, okay, I get it. In the next section of the show, we're going to look at some roster moves that have been happening and tell you why it's okay to not panic. So don't panic about anything we're going to talk about next. Before we get into that, though, you should know all about betonline.ag because BetOnline is back and they are better than ever. They've got a new web interface all ready for the start of the basketball season. And on their website, you can find more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Plus, you can get baseball, hockey, boxing, fighting, casino games, and much more all on betonline.ag. So don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Head over to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just go to betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. So that is betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, where the game starts. And if you're getting into BetOnline, chances are you also are watching a lot of TV and you're watching a lot of sports on TV. And sometimes watching a lot of sports, having a lot of different subscriptions can be very frustrating. You have many different devices, many different remote controls, like 14 different passwords. You can't ever remember where anything is. You're watching highlights on your phone. Everything's just a mess. Well, we now have a simple way for you to get all the entertainment that you love without the hassle. It's a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV on on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. There's no more juggling remote, you don't have to buy another device, and the best part is that there is no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices are required and content varies by package. Now, if you are the level of hockey nerd that deeply follows the AHL and deeply follows the AHL transaction page, you may have noticed a few things happen today that are possibly concerning. If you look at the transactions page, first off, not of concern is Jacob Ingham, the goaltender, going to the Greenville Swamp Rapids of the ECHL. That's largely to get him more playing time. Of late, the Kings have been carrying, or the Reign have been carrying, three goaltenders with Ingham, Matt Vlalta, and Garrett Sparks. And that's never a recipe for success, honestly. Like, it's impossible to try to navigate with three goalies. So if the Kings want any hope of getting Ingham into a regular rotation and having him play regularly, sending him to the ECHL is probably the best idea. The Reign go on a road trip this week. Starting Friday, they head up to Abbotsford to play the Canucks a couple times. Then they're down to Henderson to play the Silver Knights and then over to Bakersfield on that road trip as well before they head home. There's a back-to-back in there, the 29th and the 30th, and then the other two games are all kind of standalones. So they really don't need three goaltenders for that. They've got Vlalta and Sparks who will split that back-to-back, and then really whoever's doing better will get those other two games. And then after that game in Bakersfield, they come home and have another back-to-back with that Bakersfield game and then the home game. Looking at Greenville's schedule, they have a pretty similar schedule as the Reign. They play Friday and Saturday and then a couple times in the week after. So it really is more about getting him ice time somewhere else and not having to kind of disrupt the actual two-goalie rotation that you should be using with the Reign. He has played in Greenville for the past couple seasons on and off, so has much familiarity with that organization. He looked good so far in the AHL, and so I'm hoping that he goes down to Greenville and actually, you know, looks really, really good with them and gives us a goalie problem, because that'd be cool. But so that's not the concerning part, or not really concerning, but to an onlooker, you could think is concerning. The interesting thing is Arthur Kaliev, Rasmus Kupari, and Austin Strand all being returned, quote unquote, to the AHL. This is absolutely just a paper move. There's, you know, several days before the Kings play again. They obviously need them. They don't have enough extra players, I don't think, to go without them. Strand in particular, I don't think that Doughty or Walker are going to have a miraculous recovery and be ready to go on Thursday. So this is, you know, obviously no confirmation from the organization, but this is totally just a paper move. It saves the Kings money. All these guys have deals where they get paid less when they're in the AHL. So it kind of sucks for them to not be getting NHL money for these couple of days. But it does save the Kings on the cap. You know, in the event that someone like Brendan Lemieux is ready to come back off the COVID list or something, they'd have to make room for him. We also know that Andreas Athanasiou is out and no sign yet of him being better, but eventually we're going to have to make real movements. But right now it's most likely just a fake move. And then Thursday we'll see people called back up. So if you see some release that's like Kaliev, Kapari, and Strand reassigned to the Rain, I wouldn't get too wound up about it, because most likely they're coming right back before the Kings play against the Jets. This happens all the time in hockey. You'll see it especially as you get closer to the end of the year and teams are really kind of trying to finagle the cap and everything. And the Kings themselves do it all the time, particularly with Ontario being right there now, with them practicing in El Segundo. It's a lot easier to bounce guys back and forth when they don't even have to go anywhere. They can just, you know, walk across the hall. But we'll see what happens. We'll see who gets called up next. Like I said, the one rumor that we saw is that it's going to be Cale Klig, which, okay, fine, cool, whatever. Heading off any questions about Austin Strand, because we all know that he has to pass through waivers to go back to Ontario. The question is, why did Austin Strand not have to pass back through waivers now when the Kings returned him, quote unquote, to the Rain? And that is because of the rules with waivers. Says basically that a player does not need to pass through waivers if they haven't been on an NHL active roster for a cumulative 30 days since last clearing waivers and has not played in 10 or more NHL games. So this also, by punting Austin Strand back down to the AHL, presses pause on that requirement for waivers. So he can stay up with the Kings, but once 30 days hits or he plays 10 games, he has to pass back through waivers. The Kings can call him right back up, but you have to waive him, and that's just the way the rules are. So sending him back to the AHL for even just a couple of days is going to save a couple of days on that cumulative 30-day clock. That is why Austin Strand does not need to pass back through waivers. That is why the Kings didn't have to worry about losing him, because he right now has only played one NHL game. He was on the roster for like 2 days. So there's no real concern yet in having to be worried about him going back through waivers. And then, you know, eventually we'll see how long guys like Doughty and Walker are out, because we may have to go back through the waivers process at some point. But I think the Kings are probably going to do everything they can to stretch that cumulative 30 days / 10 games as long as possible. If Strand played the 10th game, presuming that Strand just plays 10 straight games, the 10th game would come at the end of the upcoming road trip against the Jets on November 13th. That would be game number 10. So that would be when the kind of waivers clock would reset. He'd have to pass back through for the Kings to call him back up. So that'll be interesting to see what the Kings do with him if he doesn't play in all those 10 games. How closely are they managing this asset, essentially? Which sounds horrible to talk about a human being that way. But if they're trying to stretch that clock for as long as possible, that cumulative 30 days clock, then he may end up sitting out some of these games, or they're going to decide they don't care. And a lot of it, I think, is going to depend on the status of the injury to Doughty and to Walker, which we don't have any additional information on. We're going to finish the show by taking a look at the Ontario Reign, because, like I said, they are doing good, which is exciting, because at least someone in this organization is doing good. So we'll talk about that right after this. But first, RockAuto.com is here for you to help you save money on all of your car parts. There is just a bajillion different kinds of cars out there, different makes, different models, and of course, a million different kinds of brands of things that you can attach to your car. It's basically impossible for any store to keep all the parts you need in stock. And so really what's going to happen is you're going to roll up to the store. You're going to say, I need a green widget that goes on a, you know, Widget Master 2010. And they're going to say, well, we don't have any of those. And they're just going to go and order it online. And you could do that at home. You don't have to go to the store and watch them order the Widget Master in front of you. You can just do it yourself. with rockauto.com. You can save time and money by using Rock Auto. So why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Prices there are reliably low for every customer, no matter who you are. If you're a hobbyist, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you're a professional, you're going to pay the same low price. So go and discover your own car part needs. Go check out how Rock Auto can help you with your car. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Now, as mentioned, the Ontario Reign have been doing real good so far, which is really a marked difference from last season where they were terrible. Right now, the Reign sit at the top of the Pacific Division. They have 4 wins, 1 shootout loss. If you look at the league overall, the Reign's 19 goals leads the AHL, and they don't even have the most game played. The Reign have played 5 games. There is one team that has played 6 over in Bridgeport. A couple of other teams have played 5 as well, but the Reign currently lead the league in goals for. Goals against, it's fine. It could be better, but not going to complain too much. Special teams, their power play is in the top 10 of the league. Penalty kill can use some work, but we'll get there. But this is really the best start I could have dared to hope for from the Reign, especially when you consider just how rough last year was, how many growing pains there were, how long it took for everyone to kind of get on the same page. I mean, aside from all of the COVID bizarreness, it was just a very transitional year for the Reign. And this year, you're seeing players like Alex Turcotte, Tyler Madden coming back stronger than before. Their games are more well-rounded. It looks like everything is clicking much more than before. Special teams, we'll have to fix that eventually, especially given how many penalties they tend to take. You want the penalty kill to be a little bit better, but again, that's a work in progress. But I think last year there was a lot of urging to just quickly give up on John Wroblewski as the coach. And we are now being rewarded by having the patience in him and by letting him kind of get his feet under him and letting him get this team all on the same page as him, because we're seeing really strong performances from guys like Turcotte and Madden, who are really the ones who have kind of caught my eye the most. We're seeing young defensemen like Jordan Spence and Helga Granz be so good in a very small sample size that they're generating conversation of, should they be the ones to get caught up to the NHL? The answer is no, but the fact that rookie defensemen are making a big enough impact in just a couple games, I think bodes really well, both for the caliber of player we have in the system and for the fact that the coaching is working and they're all playing on a team. So the Reign are it's so pleasing. It's so pleasing to see. They're beating teams that, the Gulls, for example, are historically this team's biggest rival. And the Gulls are a little bit of a mess right now, I think largely because many of their best players are in Anaheim, which is the situation the Reign have found themselves in quite an amount of times over the years. But in the 2 meetings so far between these teams, the Reign won the season opener against the Gulls 5-2. They won on Saturday against the Gulls 5-1. We're getting a lot of scoring from across the team. It's not just one guy dominating all the scoring. We're getting good performances from all of the goaltenders, even Jacob Ingham, who is now, not dead, Justin Greenville. The new additions that the Kings have brought on have been doing well with the Reign. TJ Tynan is in the top 10 of AHL scoring. He's got 6 assists through 5 goals. TJ Tynan is perennially in the top of scoring for the AHL. He is reigning AHL MVP. He is a guy who every time I've seen him, every organization I've seen him with, he propels everyone forward. He brings up the players around him. And so he is in that conversation already of, top points getter in the league. Braden Burke, who was acquired in that trade that sent Boku Imama to Arizona, he has 3 goals on the season, tied with Samuel Fugimo and Martin Furk, all with 3. They lead the team. Aiden Dudas, who is I always liken him to smaller Andrew Shaw, essentially. He is putting in the work, being pesky, scoring ugly goals. He's got two. Austin Wagner, who, you know, I was very curious to see what would happen with him, given that he's spent the past couple years full-time in the NHL, being waived, sent down to Ontario. He has two goals through his five games and has been very noticeable. He seems to be down there with the right attitude. And do I think there's necessarily a future for him with the Kings? Probably not. But the fact that he is going down there and, you know, doesn't appear to be moping, he is playing hard, he is being as, you know, pesky and active as we wanted him to be in the NHL, he's making a difference on that team. And that's a good sign. Alex Turcotte, 4 points so far on the season. He has looked like a different player than last year. His game feels more complete. There's less of that sort of inconsistency so far that I had seen with him over the past couple seasons that concerned me. He is playing much more of a 200-foot game. Jared Anderson Dolan, another guy sent down who could have gone down and kind of pouted about it. He has 3 points through five games, has been making a big difference for the team. Just really from top to bottom, when you're looking at particularly players who you know are going to be impact players for this franchise in the future, we're just seeing a lot of really good stuff from them. So I'm very excited about what we're seeing from the Reign. Like I said, they are undefeated in regulation. They lead the Pacific Division. And so, you know, earlier in the year when the AHL announced sort of an expansion of the playoffs, more teams are going to get in. There's going to be more of like a playoff round kind of thing. I was skeptical because I was sort of expecting the Reign to be kind of in the same place as they were last year. But right now, obviously, again, small sample sizes, much like you don't win the Stanley Cup in October, you also don't win the Calder Cup in October. But if this is sort of where they're starting now, is a team that had very little time to gel together, AHL has a very small preseason. They just had two games. They looked kind of crappy in those two games. But through the regular season, they have looked pretty good. And they have fight. They are inspired. When they get down, they don't, you know, just kind of roll over, which is what we saw a lot last year. So I think that if you are looking for hockey to entertain you and you're tired of the Kings and you're frustrated with the Kings, I would say go and check out the Ontario Reign. Like I said, they are away right now. Their next couple of games are away, but if you want to go see them in person, I do highly recommend it. Their next home game is going to be November 7th against Colorado. And then they take another quick little weekender over to Tucson, and then they're back home for a longer stretch starting November 21st. So tickets are cheap. I think that, you know, whenever in yesterday's show, Jason made a really good point about how attendance is down, and I get it. Like, listen, I know there's a pandemic still happening. Tickets are expensive, especially if you're someone who has, you know, lost your job or has lost income or whatever. Like, it's not as easy to get yourself motivated to go to a hockey game now as it was back in 2020, 2019, let's say. I get it. But I think that it is important that if you are in the vicinity, if you can get yourself to Ontario and you want to go spend a night watching some of our prospects and seeing kind of where the future of the Kings is, I would really recommend it. It's fun. I have been out there a bunch of times to go see games, and it's a good presentation. And you get to see some of the guys and be like, I was on that kid's, you know, hype train before it was cool. So I would really recommend it. It is very important to support our minor leagues, and, you know, not just from a player perspective, but from a personnel perspective. This is where a lot of other people get their starts too. And we need minor leagues to, you know, rising tides lift all boats or whatever. It starts with the AHL, starts even lower than that. But, you know, so moral of the story, go get yourself to Ontario. That is about it for today. Just kind of want to give you an update on some organizational goings on throughout the rest of the week. We will continue to check in on the Kings and see what's going on there. We're going to hear from Harrison Lee later this week. He is the host of Locked On Jets. We're going to be talking with him for a show on Thursday, so we'll know what's coming to town. Also going to be talking with Laura Saba from Locked On Canadiens, all about her team, who is similarly tragic as ours. Right now they're 1-5, and their one win came over Detroit. So we'll see this game could, Saturday could be very unpleasant. But we'll be talking with both Harrison and Laura later this week, so you'll get a better picture of what's to come for this team as they have a little homestand here at the end of the month. So thank you so much for listening. As always, I am glad that you are here. Make sure you're subscribed to the show on your favorite podcast app of choice. Turn on notifications, whatever it is. Make sure you never miss an episode as we talk about this team every day. You can find the show on Twitter at Locked on LA Kings. I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. Go give me a follow, say hello, yell about sports with me, and we'll have a great time together. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Tell your friends all about the show, and we'll see you next time. This has been Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.